And billions of years ago, billions and billions of years ago, for any of you who are freshmen that are listening to this, that's about the amount of time that it'll take for you to graduate from high school. Billions and billions of years ago, there was nothing anywhere in all of the universe until all of a sudden one day, boom, there's a big explosion and the Earth came into existence. It was exactly the right distance from the sun. All the stars were in their place. The moon was right where it was supposed to be. All from an explosion. Isn't that amazing? Well, billions and billions of years passed. Billions and billions of years passed. The earth began to cool down. The mountains were formed. The rivers were formed. The streams and valleys were formed. Everything was formed that needed to be formed, but there was no life anywhere. And so all of a sudden one day, all the necessary ingredients for life got together, and they formed a committee. You do know what a committee is, don't you? A committee is something that of itself can do nothing, but can meet together to find out that nothing can be done. But anyway, this committee got together and they said, we need this, we don't need that, we need this, we don't need that, we need this, we don't need that, and finally they had all the necessary ingredients for life all together in just exactly the right proportions, and then a big old lightning bolt came down the sky, zot, ding, and we had the very first cell of life. It was the first one in all the universe. Just a tiny little critter sitting there in the water going, gzz, this is really neat, man. Gzz, billions and billions of years. Gzz, until all of a sudden one day, this little gzz, got lonely. Now, before you think that's humorous, remember he's the only thing in all of the universe, and you can understand him being lonely. And so he said to himself, he said, self, who else is he supposed to talk to? There's nobody else around, right? Self, I'm tired of being here all by myself, and so I'm going to divide myself in two and make two of me. And so he did, and now there's two of them in the water, and they can have all kinds of fun just going all over the place, going zip, 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 and pretty soon there's 4 and 8 and 16, and pretty soon the whole ocean is full of little zzz, just going all over the place, having a great time and having all kinds of fun, until one of these little zzz grew up to become a teenager. He was a nonconformist. He said to himself one day, he said, self. Now the reason he talked to himself is because he liked to talk to an intelligent person, and he liked to listen to an intelligent person talk. Self, I'm tired of dividing myself in two and making two of me all the time. I'm going to make myself a two-celled one. And so he did. And now he's twice as big as anybody in the block, and instead of going zzz, he now goes, pretty soon there's 4-celled and 8-celled and 16-celled animals, and pretty soon we had the fish. And the fish is in the water, just swimming back and forth, having a great time, till one day the water got too cold, and so he took his fins off, put legs on, took his gills out, put lungs in, and crawled out on the land and became an amphibian. The amphibian became a reptile. The reptile became a bird, flying so majestically through the sky. One day the bird landed at the top of a tree and became a monkey. The monkey was up there, swinging back and forth from branch to branch, having a great time, until all of a sudden one day a branch broke, and this monkey fell all the way from the top of the tree to the ground. This made him very mad, quite upset, and so he said to himself, he said, self, I'm going to end this great evolutionary chain. And so he reached behind himself and he got a hold of his tail and he pulled it off. And he straightened straight up and he became a high school biology teacher.